there's a wide gulf between what you might think To the Last Breath is about and what it's really about. The dust cover shows a lone climber making his way up and over a huge snowfield. Often, this kind of book and this kind of author is about 110% ego. Francis Slakey is the first to admit that the person who achieved his so-called surf and turf record was a self-absorbed loser.
Yeah, it really was kind of shallow to begin with. I just wanted to be the first at something, and I had these skill sets that I could paste together to do it, so why not give it a try? But, you know, over the course of the years of working on it, by the time it was done, the record didn't even matter. It was just everything that happened in between that made a difference.
To the Last Breath would not have been written without some kind of transformative experience on Slakey's part. He spent much of his youth trying to separate himself from people. Writing a book would have been about the last thing he would do.
Early in my life, I had thought that I didn't want any attachments whatsoever. And I even established some rules. You know, I would never get married. I would never have kids. I would never own a house, because all of those things make you a fixed point and make you attached. And over the course of the journey, all of that changed. But certainly what contributed to that point of view was the deaths that I experienced when I was young.
Slakey's mother died of cancer when he was 11 years old. He and his two older brothers were raised by their father. It was the male half of the Brady Bunch that never found its female counterpart. Later, as a teenager, Slakey allowed a friend to attempt a tricky mountain descent unaccompanied, while he opted to ride down the mountain. The friend fell and subsequently died. These experiences pushed Slakey into a kind of emotional withdrawal. Even as he studied and later taught college physics and began work on his climbing record, typically pulling together logistical teams for major peaks like Mount Everest, he was indifferent to his teammates, isolated and alone. Ironically, his long journey back also started on Everest. When his party stopped at a monastery for a blessing, a lama gave him an amulet. Its message would haunt him.
He had etched onto the amulet some letters that were indecipherable, and I couldn't find anybody who could translate it. And initially, you know, the scientist in me just sort of tossed it aside, and literally, in fact, I got back home, I just threw it in a sock drawer and forgot all about it. But over the course of the journey, it becomes a bigger and bigger part of my life, and I become obsessed with trying to translate it. And I do eventually figure out what it means.
Disclosing what the amulet actually says would be a spoiler. If you've seen The Wizard of Oz, you probably already understand much of the Lama's message. Oz gave Dorothy and her companions nothing that they did not already have. Now a changed person, Slakey no longer turns his back on the undergraduates in his physics classes at Georgetown. He teaches classes called Science and Society, Global Challenges, and Shaping National Science Policy. He wants to jumpstart their engagement in the world and in others. You might say this is his new Everest.
Seeing the students just, you know, light up, and then watching them succeed and get out there and do things in the world is what gets my attention now. That's what the thrill for me is right now.
Slakey is in Sitka to visit his former freshman roommate from Georgetown who owns a business here. Following his Alaska side trip, Slakey will give talks on The Last Breath at other venues in the Northwest, including the Microsoft campus. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.